Blog Talk Radio.
Alright, it is here. Time to do this thing we call get this goddamn abadabra. I got it for you. This Friday night, well, it's about to be Friday night. It's really Friday, but shit. You got to think about this, fellas. How many motherfuckers in your lifetime, if that's the case, started out with this here shit, got so-called wise statements, they got directions for you to follow that's going to lead you into manhood, I would imagine, they say. How many of those motherfuckers have come and gone? Really? Just think about it. It's almost like seasons. They come and go. Every year, same shit. Now, the seasons nowadays are getting worse and worse, seem like more extreme. But that's not my point. If you notice that they all attempt to compete with on the platform that I'm on. But this is an exposure type platform. And once you start exposing yourself, you can't fall off like they do. But, and that's because I go on and on. And I ain't quitting. I'm like that goddamn that Energizer Bunny. I'm going on and on. My batteries ain't running out. And that's because I'm dedicated. I'm dedicated to what I'm doing, and what I'm doing in my mind is helping you. I'm dedicated to it. I'm loyal to a fault. But, you know, as long as I can breathe, I'm going to bring the truth. And I'm going to bring it straight to you just like I'm doing. And, of course, if you really want to get it, you can get in with SWU. Shit. SWU is real. And it's actually, it's improving and just, well, actually, I'm improving. See, because the school is no better than my delivery of the information. And each semester, I learned. But this last semester when I tripped out and got all these students, and then they all fell off, I mean, something different came about. And I can tell it's coming out in this semester. The semester that I'm on now, I'm way more detailed. I'm just more into what I'm doing. But what I'm saying is, I'm going to bring the truth to you. And my reward, I'm telling you, my reward is going to be your unwavering support. That's what I believe. I believe that I'm going to be supported down the line. Because my shit is real. Now, before I forget, let me say this. Somebody is going to be able to win. Wait a minute, let me go get it. Here we go. Somebody is going to get to win a copy of this doggone book right here, Invention Man. You just keep listening. You got to call in. One of these calls is going to get an autographed copy, free. And I might do this a couple of times. I don't know. I just thought of it. I tell you, I think of things, and I have to do them. I always am thinking about shit. So let me continue with what I'm talking about. If I was you, I'd sign up. That's all I'm saying. Especially since the course and Sidewalk University is only $750 right now. But don't forget, motherfuckers, that it is going to be $1,500 real soon. Like by the end of this year, I'm just being fair, like I told you. $750 each semester until they get back up. Not $750. It's going to go up $250 each semester until they get back to $1,500. And this started when it was $500. Remember that Christmas sale that killed me, but it also taught me quite a bit. What I'm saying is, this is going up $250 every semester until it's back to $1,500. Now, I didn't start out, you know, blowing my horn about what I know about life. I started out blowing my horn about how what I know will change your fucking life. You got to just understand. You have to, not me. You don't have to understand me. You just have to understand the progression and how life goes. Life has a particular way it progresses. And if you ain't rolling with it, you're rolling against it. Believe me, I ain't going nowhere. I have made a great life for me and mine. I'm rich beyond my wildest dreams, and I'm as poor as they come. I told you, we're in an oxymoron world. Up is down, left is right. Rich is poor. Poor is rich. I'm just saying, I am all of that at the same time. That's how come I'm so focused. I accept it. You go against it. I accept it. My riches are not monetary, although I got paper. But they far outweigh my poverty, my riches. My poverty is not because I don't have any money. I live good. Shit, I'm able to pay my goddamn bills. If I'm fucking with somebody who the fuck she is, she able to, you know, want something, and I get it. Because part of being me is showing whoever I fuck with, my woman included, who she dedicating her life to or her time to. I don't have a problem spending money on bitches. I really don't. I don't have a problem letting the motherfucking bitch ride in my goddamn car I just bought, knowing bitch ain't finna give me a dime. Because I ain't looking for nothing from a bitch like that. You know, I know where I'm at in my life. I'm not tripping trying to compete with some nigga doing whatever the fuck he doing. If he doing it and he doing it good, he got my vote for whatever he running for. That's me. I ain't tripping. What I'm saying is I'm rich because I recognize all the shortcomings I have. I'm wise enough to see none of it has to do with money. All my poverty has a basis in money that I don't have. Because when it comes or when it counts, being who I claim to be, shit, I'm not sure. See, what I'm saying is, I know how to judge, I know how to rank, I know how to rate, I know how to do all that to myself. I'm not the kind of guy to want to tell you this, that, and the other, and don't do it myself. It's cool if you don't think I do it. I don't care what you really think. My point is to bring it straight-laced. And those that accept it, cool. Those that don't, cool. Because I already got mine. I'm going to have it. It ain't going nowhere unless I lose my mind or something. See, I'm rich beyond my wildest dream. Now, in the future, I'm going to be laced with just as many monetary rewards as the motherfucker that's chasing that. How do you know I'm not laced with it already? I ain't chasing that shit no more. I already did it. Money chasing me now, trying to jump in my pocket. Get away from me, money. Ain't nobody trying to have your ass. I'm saying, if you don't know what to do with your life, you know, you just want to be mad at me for whatever the fuck. I mean, you know, you can change. You don't have to be stuck on stupid. I mean, I'm just saying, you watch to see if I'm any different at any point, as long as you know me. From this point on, it, however long you've been knowing me, you know I'm the fucking same. I'm just saying. I'm not changing. My message ain't changing. I'm going to be climbing that motherfucking mountain and getting to the top. Ain't going to be no accident for me or whoever the motherfucking listen to my shit, and especially the motherfuckers that graduate from Sidewalk University. Their lives will not be by accident. Now, they could, fortunately, win the lotto or something, you know, or be gambling and win in Vegas or whatever. They could, but they ain't gonna be dependent on no shit like that. They're a bitch. The motherfucker's going to be dependent on this here. Because this here is working now. This here is driving. Shit. You just watch and see. And listen, before I can listen, let me say, I'm already not at the top. But I would imagine I'm approaching the top. And what I'm saying is, I feel like I just started climbing. So this is why I always look forward to the top. I ain't undermining what I've done. Hold on, excuse me. You know, I got hay fever. Excuse me. I ain't undermining what I did. I ain't undermining what I'm going to do. What I'm trying to explain to you is that I ain't got no more than you. I just know how to use what I got. I got a mind and I got heart. You know, I use my mind to think about shit, and then I got heart enough to do what the fuck I think. I'm not like a lot of motherfuckers who want to think about something and then think about it some more, and then think about what you thought about, and then think about that. Yeah, okay. I wish I would. I'm stopping at the first think about it, and I'm doing it. Period. That's me. Every motherfucking step along the way has been purposely chosen by my black ass. It's purposely been plotted by yours truly. And when I do reach the top, I'm going to know in my heart that I'm supposed to be there. And I ain't going to start falling down or none of that bullshit. Just like for the past 15 years that you know me, I ain't have to borrow no money from none of you motherfuckers. I ain't been working at no job. My being Rosebud is my job. Shit. What I'm saying is, when I first came up with my ideas about what to do with this internet shit, all the ideas I had was like fads. Fads. Just fads. But I knew I could make some money on the internet. I just knew it. Shit, I'm telling you, this was 15, almost 20 years ago. And I saw that in time, the fads was going to pass. That's why I never jumped on them. Because if I jump on the fad and the fad tab, I'm going to be faced with coming up with a new one. Fuck that. That ain't me. I don't work that hard. So I got on the internet just to be, I think it was just to be Facebook. No, my page, or it was something, my something. And I got on that, and I don't know, I started fucking around, met some people on that MySpace. I forget the name of it. It was my something. And wait, I forgot I need to be back on this page. Hey, you guys, I'm sorry. 313, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, Mr. Rosebud?
Nothing. What's happening with you?
I have one question for you.
What's that?
What's the difference between talking to somebody and talking at somebody?
Hey, man, if you want to come to Sidewalk University, you can learn that kind of shit.
Hey, Rosebud, I'm 55.
I don't care how old you are.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. Hey, thanks
all
for
right.
All you've done. You already changed my life. Just
come to
video,
Sidewalk
so.
University. Come to Sidewalk University and really get it changed. Hey, 973, what's up?
My man Rosebud, better dose, man. Listen, that man said 55 like the game end. The game don't end till we close our eyes.
Hey, that's
get up
right.
From that Sidewalk University.
That's right, baby. What's happening?
Hey, man, listen. I don't know if anybody told you this, Rosebud. First and foremost, there will never, ever be another Rosebud. Ever.
Oh, I
you
already
know that.
I know that.
You know that.
Yeah.
I love hearing you talk your shit. I personally just love, man, you could go for an hour and a half, 2 hours. You are the illest dude one of the illest dudes I ever heard, you know, on the streets. I
come on, man. What's your
time,
question, man? What's your fucking
man,
question?
I fucks with you. Man,
I know
listen,
what?
I know you ain't for the buttering up. You ain't for the buttering up shit, so here it is. Listen, Rosebud, at your age, and God willing, hopefully I'll get there one day, but how do you keep yourself going, still in tune to learn the technology and still be able to learn without hitting your peak? And then when you hit your peak, how do you get around that peak at your age?
Hey, check this out, bro. First of all, you got to know what a peak is. A peak is just where you at the moment. But if you one of them kind of motherfuckers that ain't going no further, then you ain't going to realize when you at your peak, that mean you can see over the horizon. And you don't know what was there because before you got to the peak, you couldn't see over the horizon. You was the steps was right in front of you coming up, but you still ain't at your peak. But then you start getting to your peak. Now you're seeing over the top, and you realize that once you can see, looking further down is a whole nother motherfucking hill.
Mm.
Once you get on the peak, you're going to take 5-10 steps on that peak. Then you're going to start walking up the new hill. Come on, man.
Mm.
That's life. Mm. That's how it goes. Hey, it ain't no top. You got to be down and dirty to get to the top.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah, baby.
Man,
that
ain't go over my head, Rosebud. That hit me right there in the chest. I needed that.
That's what's up, man. I know you fucks with me. That's why I kick it with you like that.
Heavy. I fucks with you the long way forever, baby. Keep doing your thing.
You know it. All right. Check game, you guys. This is really, really, really important to me. every step along the way, you know, like I said, it was purposely plotted. And as far as what I'm doing now, I have studied more things than you really would believe. And I just have a lot of different perspectives. And what I'm saying is when I was on that damn internet trying to figure out what would not be a fad. And just like the brother asked me just now, how do you stay, you know, so it's all about what I finna tell you now. I thought of helping men. I thought there's always going to be men being born. There's always going to be men that's been raised by women and they ain't got no motherfucking nuts. There's always going to be men that got one of their nuts in their drawers and the other nut in their girlfriend's purse. So what I'm saying is if I come up with a way to help men, I'll never run out of customers. And I'll never have, it wouldn't be a fad. So I started, you know, with that pimp shit. But, and that really took off. You know, motherfuckers hitting me, woo-woo, all that. But that wasn't what I wanted. I wasn't trying to teach no motherfucker how to be no goddamn pimp. But that's how I took off. Then it, over time, morphed into what I'm doing now. And what I'm trying to say to you motherfuckers is that there is a motherfucking plan being implemented by me as we speak. And what I'm saying is, little did I know that there were already a plethora of dudes on the internet talking about helping men. Because I wasn't fucking with the internet. So I'm on the internet now, and I see the difference. These motherfuckers are fakes. And it just slapped me. Man, you ain't got to talk about being no pimp. Talk about being a real man. Because believe it or not, that's what a pimp is. This is a nigga that then accepted a whole bunch of shit society ain't, you know, trying to get you to accept. But he using his accepting that shit to propel what he want to do. Don't tell me that ain't what you should do. Tell a motherfucking sucker some shit like that. Because that's what you're supposed to do in life. What I'm saying is, I went to work on my course. You guys got to understand, I went to work on my course because I knew out of all the things on the internet, being a man is not a fad. I know that. And when I really got started, I realized I was onto something. And all these goddamn years later, I have not changed. I'm still about my motherfucking course. Yes. But I'm also about the education I done got. I got a master's. Got two motherfucking bachelors. What I'm saying is, goddamn it, shit. I create different shit. I do a lot of things. See, that's because I ain't no goddamn sellout to different things, fads. I'm not going to say some shit because it's popular. Man, fuck popular. I ain't out to sell you shit except a roadmap to being the motherfucking man of your goddamn dreams. Now, if you want that, I got it. I and my course are fucking real and will last through the ages. There's no last. I'm going to last through the ages of time. Why fuck with Rosebud's confidence? Course. I mean, unless you are completely in a fucking coma, you should have seen there's only one reason to fuck with me. And that's because my shit's real and it works. Fuck. Didn't you just hear me tell you 15 years? You would have heard something. Shit. We involved with the internet. How many motherfucking frauds have this internet helped to expose? There have been innumerable people who have been exposed by the internet to be fake frauds and phonies. Pedophiles, all kind of shit. I've been on the internet for over, man, damn near 20 years. And with my motherfucking history, streets and all, I'm saying in the last 5 years I've been rolling with Sidewalk University. Come on, man. Don't you think in that fucking time some motherfucker would have found out that I am not what the fuck I say I am and would have took pride in exposing my black ass? Don't you think that when I spout off about shit like this, it would piss someone off who didn't get what I fucking keep talking about, keep bragging about? Motherfucker call in and front my black ass off. Man, you see, actually you see shit periodically when some dude has a beef with me. And all they talk about is my age, which I cannot deny. Or I even wouldn't deny it. My point is they never talk about what I say my course can do. They never talk about how fake I am about my past or my history. Because I ain't fake. 909, what's up with you?
What's up, bud? I was calling to see if I won that book.
No, not yet.
All right.
So you got action, though.
Okay. Well, I'm just listening to you. Share the knowledge, man. Share the knowledge. I ain't got paperwork yet to get in the course, so I'm just...
Don't worry about it, brother. Just do what you're doing. You'll be all right.
All right.
I'm going to fuck with you. All right, you guys. Now, listen. What I'm really trying to say is that ain't nobody going to let me talk all this goddamn shit and know that I'm full of shit. My course is a shit because, as you can witness, every time I do a video, I'm talking the same shit. I ain't talking a whole bunch of news or how to this. You know, I'm not trying to tell you how to fuck. I'm not trying to tell you nothing except for how to be a motherfucking man. That's all I'm doing. My shit is a platform for me to spit my beliefs. My beliefs are your beliefs if you would allow yourself to believe something. What separates me from you is I'm not afraid to face what my beliefs put in front of me. If I believe it, whatever the fuck. Period. I ain't can. That's the way you're supposed to be because that's the way life is. You either is or you ain't. Shit with life. What I'm saying is, why can't you believe what you're seeing? What you're seeing is what separates me from them fraudulent motherfuckers. Because now that you're thinking about it, or now that you should be thinking about it, I'm telling you the truth. I don't change. I ain't got a whole bunch of shit to mother. Ooh, shit. Uh-oh. Hold up. Ain't that a bitch? 909-434-2571. I think that's the nigga that just called in. I think, hey, that number that I just called, call back, because you did win the fucking book. Autographed copy. I ain't autographed it yet because I didn't know who was going to win. But an autographed copy in your ass. Goddamn, I should have got that motherfucker's name. Hey, you better hurry up and call in because you only got 5 minutes to win it. So we get, what time is it right now? Ooh, 12:30. All right, bro, 12:35 is going to be over. But, see, what I'm saying is I'm the kind of motherfucker, I'm going to go in the lion's den. I'm going to get what the fuck I want, and I ain't even goddamn be afraid to disturb the lion, although I'm not. I ain't going to disturb it. I'm able to mingle where I shouldn't have access to because my strength is recognized, and I'm telling you, motherfuckers can see it. I ain't no badass nigga. I ain't saying no shit like that. I just ain't no scary-ass motherfucker. And you can see that, and you can tell. Real recognize real. I'm able to go where I feel I want to go. Then I don't just go anywhere. Don't get me wrong. Those who don't or can't are left in wonder of how I do that goddamn shit. And I'm recognized in educational forums. You see my degrees. I'm recognized by street people from my past. I'm recognized by Syrian parents, by my dedication to my daughters. I'm recognized by people who have pulled themselves up by their bootstraps. And most of all, I'm recognized by people who believe I can help them improve themselves. I'm not bragging. I'm saying what keeps me young. What keeps me vibrant? Shit. This is not shit to brag about. This is shit that any man who could say it would be proud to announce. He'd be proud to announce it to the world. Just everybody can't say it. Everybody can't say the shit I'm saying. This or these things that, you know, are real accomplishments. I've made, and I'm seriously proud of them. You can pick any one of them, and I can speak on it for 20 days straight. I don't give a fuck. That's because everything I involve myself in, I immerse myself in. Well, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do the shit out of it. That's me. I ain't going to barely do nothing. That ain't me. I ain't going to barely do some shit. Fuck, no. I don't want to barely do something and be like everybody else. Fuck that. Who do you fuck with daily? I'm a 10, and I only fuck with 10s. All of my everyday friends are 10s. They all men, and they all men of quality. And they all motivate me to always be the same. Or better than they are. We all know that if either one of us raised the bar is raised for us all. 909. Oh, this the nigga that called. 909.
I'm here, bud.
Man, you know my email, right?
No, but I look.
Listen. Ask Rosebud at gmail.com. 2 D's. Hit my email with your information so I can mail this shit to you. You act. You want, man, you called and asked and won the motherfucker. I guess it ain't that many motherfuckers calling. That's probably why you won. Hey, but I got you, bro. Hey, I got you. Hit me.
Thanks, sir.
All right.
Okay, bud. Said Mo.
You know
I'm out. I'm said Mo.
You know it. Okay. What I'm saying is, you know, the bar ain't going to just be raised for one person. If the bar get raised, it's raised for all of us. That's because we know that we don't know it all, but until one of us or something like us shows us that we don't know it all, can't none of y'all tell us shit. Don't I give a fuck if you mad at us for thinking like that? You know, white folks, K, Mr. G, Jigga Jones. I mean, there's a whole bunch of motherfuckers. These niggas do all kind of different shit. Real men of quality. And there's hella motherfuckers out there teaching. I mean, these kind of motherfuckers are the backbone of my philosophy. They have represented, in my opinion, manhood all their adult lives, or at least all the time I've known them, which is over 40 years. Each one, the only one I haven't known over 40 years is Jigga Jones, but I've known him fucking long enough to know I can speak on it. Although he's wild and crazy, Jigga. But anyway, what I'm saying is, I've always known people, the kind of men, that would provoke me to do anything except defend their honor. That's because all my friends have real honor about what we do. And who do you fuck with today? Well, I fuck with kings. And you don't have to defend the king's honor. Because a motherfucker can't insult a king. He can't even get close enough verbally to even pay attention to what he say. But, of course, you are polite, so you act as if you're paying attention. And if this is some insulting shit, you know this fool, that's why you don't normally pay attention. Because they're fools. Not going to say anything. Fuck that. If a child is not afraid of anything, is that good? I don't think so. I made sure my daughter was afraid of my black ass. Not in no spooky type of way, but she knew if she did something I deemed wrong, she was in for it. She was going to hear from me. So don't get me wrong. I was and am putty in her hands. And she can get any goddamn thing from me, and she know it. But she also know I did not play. I don't play around with what's right and wrong. My father told me a long time ago that kids were supposed to be afraid of their parents. If they weren't, they'd end up getting killed out in the street because they wouldn't be afraid of nothing if they wasn't afraid of it being right at home. This shit was so true that all those brave fools either was shot by the police or in the fucking streets lost their lives. Brave-ass motherfuckers. Kids are supposed to fear their parents to learn what being scared is for. It's to remind you, you're not supposed to be doing this. Now, if you want to keep doing it, then that's on you. Period. To go outside and play, that kid would look at you like you was crazy. That kid would not know what to do. And if he went outside, he would just be outside. Children are so fertile in their minds and thoughts that can be used to have fun. They don't use their mind to have fun anymore. It should be a no-brainer, but they don't. If you wanted to play, you had to go outside when we was kids and use your mind and find something to play with and have some goddamn fun. Kids today just go to their rooms and play on their little whatever they're playing on, or they go to the den and play on the TV, and then they don't use their minds to create shit except for havoc and murder. And it's just a shame to me the way, you know, shit is going. And this is in the name of progress. This is why you guys need me. You motherfuckers stay in the introverted atmosphere so much that you don't know how to communicate, really. Playing today for a kid does not involve running around and getting tired. It simply is a thumb exercise. This is a thumb exercise for them. They got some fucking strong thumbs, I bet. To make matters worse, all you motherfuckers out there call yourselves progressive. You're not progressive if you fucking taking the passive route of raising your goddamn kid. Parents are supposed to be aggressive in order to impress on their child restraint. We won't always be there to give them the proper guidance, especially once they reach the age to go out and do shit they want to do. So you got to do it while they're young. And you got to make sure that my daughter knew I would kick her ass. Let somebody tell me you did some shit. I wanted her to know there was a such thing as you can't do that. Parents, they leave it up to the kid to determine what they can or cannot do. That is stupid. What kid is going to deny themselves anything if it's left up to them? Shit. Parenting should become a topic we all are talking about in this country, but it's not. Like everything else, everybody's waiting for all the laws to be made so they can be told what to do. It's the single most important factor we can use to improve our entire country is raise our kids better. Government and politics have already shown us what they're up to, and they ain't getting a fuck about nothing we caring about. It's up to us. Who else is left to look out for our goddamn kids? But I kind of don't want you to, because now that would drive me out of business. If everybody started raising their kids right, the boys started growing up wanting to look under that bitch dress, they pose to want to do that. How do they grow up respecting the opposite sex if they don't want to have some kind of crazy take advantage of them mentality? Not really do it. I'm saying, you think about, God, I sure wish I could see under her dress. You just do that. That make you respect her as a girl. No, I just see her as a person. Well, I'd rather look at his dick. Oh, come on. You're just making these kids crazy. You're making them crazy. See, people who make the games have psychologists and sociologists and many different levels of thinking to extract all the excitement points in a person's mind. And the good excitement gets kicked to the curb, and the bad excitement they use to make the game fun. Now why is it only the truly negative aspects of the human nature do they target when they create these games? Everybody wants to shoot up something at one time or another, but there are those same people who choose not to react on their emotions in such a negative fashion. Why don't those professionals who are completely able fixate on a positive emotion children have and build some games, or at least one game that's fun based on that emotion? They don't want to do it. They choose to do what they do. So, or at least make a game that when you choose to shoot or do harm to a person or a building, make it, you lose instead of win. it wouldn't be much moolah in that one, would it? I'm just saying, man. The question becomes, is it worth what we're sacrificing an entire motherfucking generation after generation of young men? No, man, for the motherfuckers that's in control of what's profitable, yeah, but I'm talking about for us as, you know, people, man, it's not. So what I'm saying, fellas, I know this is kind of off my topic, but it's not off my topic. I'm talking about why I need it. Because everybody want to have this kind of fun instead of this kind of fun. To me, it's hella fun to know everything. I know every goddamn thing. Ain't nothing you could ask me that I don't know. Call me up and ask me something. I might not know your birthday, but I know hella shit about you. I do. I just bought my daughter that PS shit, PS1 or 2. I think they on 29, that PS29 or some shit. You know, people be wondering what's going on. What? Look, fuck it. I ain't going to keep talking about technology. You know, humans really seek to learn. Techies, they simply learn. They learn to click the button, and then they learn that they can be looking for some sort of journey to go on, and getting this journey or going on this journey, clicking this button, gets them there quick, fast, and in a hurry. But what that does is completely deny that person's growth, mentally and physically. It does. I'm just saying. So look, I'm really thinking that I'm a little deep for you motherfuckers right now. Ain't nobody asking me no question. Bro hit me and he got to win this. You know, I'm gonna do this probably the next one too, but I might have the American Pimp book. Or I'm getting some more this is part one. I'm gonna get part two. Matter of fact, I'm gonna get part two of both of these books, American Pimp and this one. So keep looking out for me, fellas. I'm gone.